The Gidor supporters are on their feet here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny because the men from Mahragallan are returning to the county final for the first time in 2 years. They were there in 2023, but they lost on that day to Niamh Connell, and they're still in the hunt for a first Dr. Maguire Cup in 7 years. They haven't won it since 2018. That was the year they dominated Donegal. That was the year that they dominated Ulster. They were led by Niall Freeland that occasion. He returned here today after a time away from home to play his part and help his side reach the decider once again. But you have to say that goal towards the end of the second half, which levelled up the game.
Yes.
When you look back, that was probably the biggest score of the tie because it sucked Gidor right back into it, so it did. And then as the second half developed, they got the big two-pointers. So they did. They were able to knock them over with Owen De Burka. We also had Micheál Rorty and Ethan Harkin stepping up with a two-pointer as well. And those were three major scores at crucial times of the game. That really was the foundation of what was this 116-13.1.
The goal was absolutely massive, Oisin. And, you know, you talk about composure inside. That moment of composure was the difference in that first half between the two teams. But in that last quarter of the match, it was 111-11. So Gidor actually outscored St. Michael's 6-1 in that last quarter, Oisin. And when you're going to come good, you're going to come good at the finish. And I think there's something about the experience and the amount of talent in this Gidor team. You could see when it came to game management, that won in the match, to me it never looked like out of doubt. And even though we've talked to say about the goal opportunities, particularly the two from Killian, I'd always felt that the Gidor were that bit of step ahead, they're that bit more dangerous going forward, and they're that bit better organised in their defence. So to me it was a very controlled performance from Gidor. They'll take a lot of beating in the final.
Yeah, I'm just looking down at their squad, and when you think about it, players who have played their part already in this campaign that didn't feature today: big Peter McGee in the middle of the park, Cathal Rua O'Gallagher didn't play today, Jordy Gribben didn't play today either, and there's a few others mixed in there in the substitute. They have lots of quality, not just in that 15 that lines out, but the guys that are sprung from the bench as well.
Yeah, listen, I suppose going back to that brilliant under-21 team that they had a few years ago that won Ulster, then they obviously went through at senior level, won Donegal, won Ulster, went to an All-Ireland semi-final. So even though, as we mentioned pre-game, the amount of players that have turned over, but what they keep doing is producing great underage teams. They're always represented at county level as well. And I suppose you look at McNeely's there and Francie Field and the rest of his backroom team, you know, this is year three for them. They were surprised by themselves getting into the county final year one. Last year, the semi-final, very unlucky to lose. So they're back here now, and it looks like they're year on year getting better and better. And you look at different teams this year, Washington, who have improved this season. You'd have to say this Gidor team looked like a real force, a real unit, and you can see the coaching and work that they're doing, and that's why you can trust them in this game today. To me, they never looked like they were going to lose this match.
They never looked like losing the game. And Ethan Harkin, who is now the top scorer in the championship here in Donegal, he didn't really get on the scoring board until the latter part of this game, where one of his scores included a two-pointer. If we go back to the first half for Gidor as well, Stephen McFadden was very important to them in that opening half. He chipped in with three scores in the opening quarter. We had the goal from Donal McGill of Regia towards the end of the half. The likes of Owen De Burka scored a two-pointer in the second half. He ended the game with 4 points. Finian Call got in the scoring act, as did Micheál Rorty, who hit two, and Eamon Collum was part of the scores. And the last two of scores for Gidor in this game, the last two players who knocked it over the bar, two men that know a thing or two about winning championships for Gidor, Orrin McNeilis and Niall Freel were the two there. They now have an opportunity to sit back, Brendan, and watch what's going to develop tomorrow. Niamh Connell, of course, are taking on Four Masters. That's a game that we're going to have live on Highland Radio Sunday Sport tomorrow afternoon, and it's also available in the Donegal GAA streaming service with streamsport.ie, and your commentary team will be the Highland pairing of Brendan Kilcoyne as match analyst and commentator Dermot Doherty. But we're going to be like Gidor. We're going to be able to sit back and watch that one. What are you expecting tomorrow in the second semi-final, Brendan?
Yeah, listen, I can't wait to see it. You know, I suppose you have two very different contrasting teams. You have the unbelievable experience and winning ability of Niamh Connell, who are always there or thereabouts, even though they came out back from the dead against Termon the last day out. they're looking for form. I was chatting some of the Leif Conlon players and some of the Doherty men that were here, the stalwarts. They're looking for form from this team. They feel Leif Conlon haven't hit form yet, which is dangerous for everybody, because here they are in the semi-final. You'd have to see the second half performance, particularly the final quarter there. Last day out, you've seen the absolute brilliance of four masters. The way they destroyed Dunlow, you know, last year's finalists. No one's seen that coming. They drew just a few weeks ago. So they're on a real crest of a wave, this four masters team. And everybody keeps talking about they're a coming team. And I'm sure, you know, Barry Dunne and his background team don't want to hear that. You've got to strike when the time is right. They're going to see this as a chance to make our breakthrough, maybe early in some other people's eyes, but not in their camp. So that's set up for another classic tomorrow.
Yeah, and hopefully we get a classic as well. A lot of people now will be thinking it's going to be a repeat of the 2023 final, where Niamh Connell, of course, defeated Gweedore. But we wait to see. Four Masters are going to have a huge shout in that. We're going to hear in just a few moments from Ronan McNeilish, who is the manager of the Gweedore side, who find themselves, of course, back in a county final. And I'm just watching down there, Ronan standing having the crack on the steps. Maybe Sinead, the PRO, might bring him up here before we go off air and get a word with the Gweedore manager and himself and Francie Freel, Brendan, and the backroom team that they have. Listen, there has been knockbacks on the road, but they've been working very, very hard to see these results out and try to get back and give this group and give the parish and the community down there of Gweedore and down in Maharagallen another opportunity at success.
Yeah, yeah, and listen, the work that goes, listen, I know I was involved with unions last year, the time and the effort is absolutely massive. And listen, McNeilish is a great guy. I've had a few conversations with him about that and about time. Sorry, a bit of noise here. We have a couple of...
Well, tell our listeners, it's actually your young fellas, your sons that are up
here. We've a couple of boys here, and Trass has Gweedore stuff on them now. Last year, obviously, they were unionsed up. They have a second chance this year because Trass has put Gweedore stuff on them. So they'll still be going to the county final looking for something. Yeah, they've landed up in the country box. Yeah. But, you know, Oisin, you got to say that the lads are doing a fantastic job. I'm looking down here at Francie Freely as well. You can see the coaching that goes on, Oisin, and that is night after night, you know, weekend after weekend, working on your system. And if you have a lot of talented players that buy into a system, Oisin, defensively, and then when you're on the break with players, you know, like Rorty, like Daryl Bury, like Ethan Harkin, you're going to be a dangerous team. So you can see there's a real team ethic in there, and that's what the whole thing's built on, and that's why Gweedore now are back in the county final.